First up, let's head overseas, and Syrians are about to head to the polls to elect a new People's Assembly, the first parliament to be chosen since the fall of Bashar al-Assad, and a major test of inclusivity under its current Islamist-led authorities. President Ahmed al-Sharda, who came to power after his rebel offensive toppled Assad in December, is trying to consolidate his hold over a nation fractured by a 14-year war and sectarian violence that has fueled distrust of him among minorities. The elections, to be held from 5pm Sunday to 1am on Monday, will not be a fully democratic process. Rather, most of the People's Assembly seats will be voted on by electoral colleges in each district, while one third of the seats will be directly appointed by President al-Sharda. Marwan Zoghlib, a Christian Syrian candidate, says many minority groups don't have faith in a parliament that represents them.
This is in an abnormal situation for our country. The country is in an unstable state. Some citizens have a different perspective, and it's their legitimate right to be concerned the state or the administration may not be moving in the proper direction or representing all components of society. Therefore, they may see this participation as useless.